Hey, I'm Jack Paul.
Yo, 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 it's your boy Travis J.
It's Darren Isaacs.
Hey, this is DJ Hannibal in the mix.
Hey, Soul Nation, this is IFBB Pro, Neil Hamilton.
This is Kadar Clark.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is your boy Nate from Nate Bates.
What's up, beautiful people? It's your boy Stack.
Family, how you doing? It's your boy Todd Marshall, your next generation leader and your musical entrepreneur.
This is Addis Hyland, founder of the Bahamian Icon Awards, and you're listening to
It's Your Time to Soar.
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 You're tuned into It's Your Time to Soar.
It's your time to soar.
It's your time to soar.
With my brother, Felici Ranger.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Time to Soar. If this is your first time tuning in, the inspire, motivate, and impact. And here on It's Your Time to Soar, we help listeners and viewers to release excess baggage that's preventing them from soaring in business, purpose, in marriage, as an entrepreneur, creative, and on the job. Welcome to the show. And on the show today, we're going to be talking about the envelope system. Now, this envelope system was inspired by one Dave Ramsey. If you know anything about Dave Ramsey, get themselves out of a hole with a small shovel, get them out of a deep hole with a big shovel. He's helped numerous persons. But the aspect of Dave Ramsey's teaching that we're going to talk about today, we're going to be talking about the envelope system. Now, when I found out about the envelope system, I wasn't a person who was very vigorous or who even had the discipline to even start saving. But just to give you some context of where I'm going with this, I remember in years past, I used to have conversations with God. I used to ask God, I said, God, you've always given me opportunities for me to make small money, but for some reason, when it comes to the big money, I felt as though I couldn't break through that threshold. And what I've actually came to realize is that God gives you things in according to what you can manage or what you are a good steward of. And if you want more information on that, you can go on Amazon or you can go on YouTube as well, and you can find a gentleman by the name of David Morris. And he has a series called Living Beyond Bless. Living Beyond Bless, an awesome series. He actually has a book based on that as well. But moving right along. And what I realized is that God's gonna give me more things to manage according to how I'm taking care of the things that He has already given me. So what I implemented is that, hey, okay, I have $100 coming to me. What am I gonna do with this $100? So what I did is I said, okay, $10 is gonna be for tithes, because everything, even this breath in my body doesn't belong to me. It belongs to God. So, and He asked to bring all of the tithes and offering into his stalls. So that 10%, that $10 of that $100 automatically goes to God without question. Alright, then I'm gonna take another 10% out of that, and I'm gonna put that towards supplies for this particular endeavor that I was doing to put back into the business, because $100 came from a side business that I was doing, so $10 goes back into that. And so what I do with that remainder, which is 80. That 80 goes towards savings, but here's the thing, I have envelopes. I have an envelope that says tithes. I have an envelope that says business supplies. I have an envelope that says savings. So that side money, I'm not talking about my primary source of income. This is just a side money. And you know, many persons this year so far, even last year, they always talk about ways of making money, but they don't tell you how to save the money that you have, how to manage the money you have. So if you're gonna make more money, you're gonna end up squandering and not fully managing and getting the full just basically being an awesome steward of the resources that you have. And I found out, and even Dave Ramsey said it as well, you have to give every dollar a purpose. Yeah, you have to give every single dollar a purpose. If you don't give every single dollar a purpose and you just push that money into your wallet, you'll find that that money will be gone, and you never know where it basically disappeared to. Alright, I might be doing this every single time money comes in my direction. I even started to do this with my primary source of income, and I watch time after time the money just build up, because I have an envelope for my wife, you know, where she wants to get stuff done. She doesn't have to physically come to me all the time unless it's a big purchase. But I have an envelope that has a name on it, and periodically I put money there. So when she has something in particular that she wants to get done personally, she goes to the envelope and she does whatever she needs to do. But if she needs more than what's in an envelope, but at least I wouldn't have to worry about trying to find the whole thing. Because why? Because I've created a discipline through the envelope system that I've placed money into the envelope. So even if things occur that I need to have more, that I need to give up more, it wouldn't be too much strain on our finances. It wouldn't be too much strain on our saving. I just created awesome discipline just at the beginning of this year. I had an envelope that says car repair, and in this car repair envelope, I placed a certain amount of money. When it was time to get the car repair, keep in mind in 2019, I was supposed to do all these car repairs, but you know, just from procrastination, basically, I didn't put our vehicle into the shop for it to get repaired, because I wanted to get a full diagnostic testing and just make sure everything is working good, you know, because this is our transportation, so we need to know that our vehicle is working perfectly. And so after we sent it to the professionals and they let us know, it was actually more than the monies that we set aside. But it actually didn't put a hold on what we were doing, because all this time I placed money on the side. We never squandered a dollar. We always had a purpose for each and every dollar. Whether it came to grocery, whether it came to paying our monthly expenses, we always had things in place. When it came time that we needed extra money for the car, it was always like, okay, well, we need the money, so let's get it done. You know, one of the big things for me at the end of last year was actually saving $1,000 my first $1,000 for our emergency fund. Now that's not savings in case we need to go to the shopping spree, because during that time, you know, you had Cyber Mondays, you had Black Friday, you had Thanksgiving, all these things going on. But no, that money was on the side in case of emergencies. And I want to encourage each and every one of you listening to this to have money. Have your first $1,000 saved. If you have more than $1,000 saved, awesome. and what your next goal, which is our next goal, is to have 3 months of our monthly expenses saved, and then we're gonna go from 3 months to 6 months of our monthly expenses saved, because you don't know what 2020 is gonna hold, and you don't need to get caught up unaware. It's like insurance. You buy insurance when you need it. It's like a safety blanket. Think of your 3 months and your 6 months expenses saved up in a bank account that isn't connected to wherever your monthly subscriptions, your monthly bills, whatever you have going on. You don't want to have it connected to that. Have it separate and set aside for emergency. You don't need to put it in any type of mutual fund. It's just a basic savings that you can access it at any time if there's an emergency. But if you're married, you and your wife or you and your husband need to sit down and establish what qualifies as an emergency. You know, Nike or Outdoor Sportsman is having a sale. No, that's not considered as an emergency. No, you would take off monies off your emergency fund to go towards a sale, a Cyber Monday, a Freaky Friday. No. That's not how it goes. But I'm gonna be talking about more things as it pertains to savings, finances, not really in too much in depth, but just how you can maximize each dollar coming through your hand. Like I told a coworker of mine just a few days ago that I would rather have a dollar coming from 100 places than $100 coming from one place. Let me say it again. I'd rather have $1 coming from 100 places than to have $100 coming from one place. That's some food for thought for each one of you, Saw Nation. And I just want you to know that on this channel, we help listeners to release excess baggage that is preventing them from soaring in business, in purpose, marriage, as an entrepreneur, a creative, and on their job. And if you haven't heard these words before, know that it's your time to soar.
Thank you for listening to It's Your Time to Soar. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe, share, and leave a review.